Okay, we still have a choiv from last week. We had a problem that we did not get back to, which was Rashi Shita with the Tzipporim. And Rashi learned the sugya that not only is there no requirement for a new karbonis at the end of the Tahara for the Metzorah, but he doesn't even have to bring new birds. Meaning the birds that he already brought, that's the Mashmois of Rashi, the Tzipporim, that he already brought, which were going to begin the Tahara process of Nega A, then he developed Nega B, so Rashi says he doesn't have to bring those Tzipporim again. Meaning he just has to bring the Chatas, the Oshim, the Oilah, he brings at the end, he brings as though the second Nega never happened. That's what Rashi is saying. It's as though the second nega never happened. Rashi's words were, "Al negorim harbe al mochatzaras arichtihi, v'amay mischayev le'lohovi la'asuyei tzipoyer ma'kol nega v'nega." So Rashi clearly is learning that there was only one set of birds brought. The birds that were brought originally to Tzipporim. Again, every Mitzvah has Tzipporim as an introduction to the Karbonis of Tahara. So those two birds that are brought at the beginning of the process, and then you have the Chatas Oil and Oshim at the end, but the Chatas Oil and Oshim come at the end of the Tahara, the conclusion of the Tahara. Simply, when you read the Mishnah, we're talking about a guy brought Tzipporim, then he got a second Nega, prior to bringing the Chatas Oila and Oshem of the conclusion. So now, at the end of the second Nega, he brings Tzipporim again for the second Nega. And since he didn't yet bring a Chatas and an Oil and Oshem for the Naziris, for the Mitzaras of the first Nega, he brings one at the end. But Rashi is telling us that you don't even have to bring a second set of birds. And that's a complete pella. As we said last week, it's not my kasha. The Oruch Lener asked this question. It's a complete pella because we don't find anywhere, anyhow, that a carbon could be brought for something that didn't happen yet. Those two birds, Bishloime, the Chatos, the Oilo, the Osham, that the Metzorah is bringing at the end, that can look back at both Nagoyim. Could look back at Nega A, could look back at Nega B, because it wasn't brought yet. So now we can combine, we hook up. What we're basically doing is taking the second Nega, we're hooking it on, we're towing it with the first Nega, and now it's driving together. But you can't now take a carbon that I already brought before the second Nega even materialized, even before the second Nega even appeared. And now use those Tzipporim for the second Nega. It's a Pella Niflum. Nothing to do with how many. The main Chiddush of our Mishnah, and the next Mishnah we're going to learn now as well, is that you could bring one Korban for various Chiyuvim, various potential Chiyuvim. But that's it. The fact is that if a Metzora brought birds on one sunny day, before he became a Metzora, there's no Havamina anywhere that those birds will be Oila. Not because he didn't bring enough of them. He brings two birds on one sunny day. He says, this is for my future Tzaras. Or better yet, he brings the birds when he's in the middle of the Tzaras. While he has the Simen Tuma of the Nega, he says, you know what, I want to get that piece of it over. Let me bring the two birds now taken care of. Halachas doesn't work. Why doesn't it work? Because it's not the Zman of Tzipporim yet. So now you brought worse than that. You brought Tzipporim for Nega A before B even came up to the plate. So how in the world will those birds be Oila for the second Tzaras? It seems almost unanswerable. The Oruch Lener asked this for Akasha, and he says the simple way to learn the sugya is we're not even talking about those Tzipporim. Of course you have to bring another set of Tzipporim. We're just talking about the Chatas, Oil, and Oshem at the end. That, you bring one for both Negoyim. That's all. So we still have to answer that, and we, Be'ezer Hashem, we will this week, just tying it into the next sugya. Aisha sheyolda v'lodos harbe. We discussed this in the sugyas earlier, in the first parak. A woman who had several v'lodos. So normally each leda is machayev a separate carbon. If you recall, we brought down that there are two inyanim of the carbon. One is a chi of carbon, and one is the tahara. It's a mechusa kippurim, or your lettuce is a mechusa kippurim. So the carbon also acts as a tahara. Now for the tahara element, you could bring one carbon on many ledas, pe'etzem. And that's why if you have a sofik leda we had, you don't have to bring several carbonas. You bring one for all of them. No matter how many ledas there were. No matter how spread apart they were. A woman could have had in 10 years 10 sofik ledas. She'll only have to bring one chatas oif abal sofik. And the reason is simple. Because the sofik leda is only mechayev her in tahara. As we went into this barichas in the first parak, her obligation is not an obligation of a korban, it's an obligation to get a tahara. Since she had a sofik leda, she has a chiyuv to get a tahara. And a tahara could be accomplished with one korban. Okay, we're not dealing with that in this mishnah. In this mishnah, we're dealing with vaday ledas. A woman had vaday ledas, consecutive births, where it wasn't a sofik. Definitive, decisive ledas. The question now is, how many korbanos does she have to bring at the end? Now, here it's very different than chatzav abal sofik. Chatzav abal sofik that we had in the first parak, she doesn't have a vaday chiyuv korban. She only has a chiyuv tahara. And for that, it's enough to bring one korban, which acts almost like a mikveh. You go into the mikveh once, whether you became tamei 20 times, you go to the mikveh once, metayer you. Right? That's why the rest of the korbanos are not a choyva. Over here, we're dealing with a woman who definitively, l'chayra, I'm saying l'chayra, she had many births, each one obligated to bring a korban. The only thing, the only unique aspect here is that the births occurred within the framework of the Zman that she was still counting for birth A. So she had birth A, birth B, birth C, and all these births occurred within the time frame, but it's separate chiyuvim, separate obligations, each late, l'chora, each late is a separate obligation. So that's what the Mishnah is talking about here. Ha'isha she'yolda v'lodeis ha'bei v'yipila b'sech sh'mayinim l'nekeva, chazor v'yipila b'sech sh'mayinim l'nekeva. The same thing. She was mapel. She miscarried another birth within the 80-day period that she's counting to bring the korbanos, or hamapelas tumim, or if she gave birth to twins that were spread apart, meaning twins, the pregnancy was one pregnancy, but the births happened; they were separated. She was mapel one vlad in the 7th month, another vlad in the 8th month. Okay, so the halacha is she brings one korb. We'll see why she brings one korb. Even though the chayre are two separate obligations, because there were two vaday ledas, leda A, leda B, leda C. They were separate ledas. Reb Yehuda disagrees. Reb Yehuda Aimer mevi al rishayim ve'ne mevi al shniya mevi al shlishis ve'ne mevi al raviyah. Reb Yehuda has a very interesting shita, and we'll see it becomes more complicated in the Gemara because in the Mishnah it's relatively simple. The Mishnah seems to be, Rabbi Yehuda's Shita seems to be relatively simple. The Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda seems to be Mechadish as follows. He seems to say like this. In order to say that the Leda keeps on becoming inclusive of the following Leda, it has to be that Leda was an event. It was an event. Now that event includes whatever is chal within its time frame. So every leda has a 40-day time frame or an 80-day time frame. So the event happens, and then it's like, look at it like it's being mekadesh as hazman. Okay? So if she has a zohar, the next 40 days become sanctified, and there's no nuchi of korban chal. They've already been yemei leda, and now a birth can't be mechayev of another ko. So Rabbi Yehuda says, That's only if there was an event. But since you had one Leda, which was Mekadosh the next 40 days, the word Mekadosh is not exact at all, but I'm just giving you that. So for 40 days now, there's an exemption. So now when there's another Leda, another birth that takes place during these 40 days, it's as though no Leda took place. As far as Hilchos Korbanos are concerned, nothing happened. So the time period doesn't keep on extending itself because nothing happened. An event creates a time period. But in order for it to be an event, it has to be halachically noted. And since the 40 days have already been spoken for, so that you don't get a mazel tov on the second Leda. That's the point. It's within 40 days, it's garnished. Right? We don't even talk about it. Right? It didn't happen halachically. That would be the simple way to learn the Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda therefore holds the second birth that happened within the first is not counted. And therefore we ignore it. Right? Now, ignoring it could have many different explanations. Ignoring could mean we ignore it completely. We don't even count Yemei Tahara from it. Right? Ignoring, there's no degree that's brought down in the Gemara, in the Mishnah, how much we ignore it. Do we ignore it completely, make believe it didn't happen? Do we treat it like a zova in the middle, a nida in it? Or is it only Lagabi Korbanos? But at this point, we're going to learn the Mishnah, it's only Lagabi Korbanos. We'll see what the Gemara deals with this. It's very interesting how the Gemara deals with this Shaila. But the Mishnah is mashma. All the Mishnah is telling you is, in order to prolong the carbon period, it has to be something that was relevant in Hilchos Korbanos. But if the event was not relevant in Hilchos Korbanos, because you're not chayav a carbon for this anyway, because it's included in the first Leda, So we don't start saying, well, okay, now there's another 40 days or 80 days by which, if there's another Leda, it will become patered. No, this Leda can't pater anything. This Leda is kipatered. This Leda is erased. It's erased by the first Leda. So something that was erased, you can't say now that's going to be used to prolong another time period, a third time period. And now if there's another Leda, that's what he's trying to say. And therefore he says, the first Leda you bring a korban. Second Leda you don't bring a korban because it didn't happen. Because it didn't happen, it doesn't prolong the time period of the original Leda. So now the third Leda is like a first. It's a one sunny day, there's a Leda that's outside of the realm of Yemei Leda. And therefore there's another Chiyuv korban. Outside the 80 days of the first. If it wouldn't be outside the 80 days of the first, then it wouldn't be a Shiloh. But the only thing that we have here is the first Leda. The second Leda in Hilchos Korbanos didn't happen at all. Didn't happen at all. And therefore, we ignore it. Taka will bring one carbon at the end. And we ignore it. Now, if there was another mishap after the second Leda, and it's outside of the time frame of the original Leda, you have to deal with that like any of your Ledas. You have to do it again. That would be simple. Now, so first we'll go into what the Gemara says. The Gemara says, how do we know the din of the Tanakama, which is that one Leda, one carbon can pater many chiyuvim that happen in one Yemei Melois? Minolon the Tony Tana Kame de Rav Sheshes. So he's Toiras Yerledes Lazocha of Alanakevo. Milamit Shemivia Korban Echod al Vlodis Arbe. She brings one korban on many Vlodis. That means the Pasuk is not saying this is one Leda. The Torah is saying it's many Ledas. And one korban is brought. And that is actually the Lomdus in the Chachomim Shita. The Chachamim are saying, if the Torah would have said, it's very different if the Torah would have said, we look at this like one birth, then the Chachamim would agree to Rabbi Yehuda. In other words, if the Torah would have said, you know what, if a woman gives birth 40 days, has a Leda, and then within 40 days she has another miscarriage, so now it's like one thing happened, one occurrence. Then the Chachamim would agree to Rabbi Yehuda. If then 60 days later she has another Leida, she has to bring another Korban. They would agree to Rabbi Yehuda. But the way they read the Pasuk is not saying it's one Leida. Pasuk is saying it's two Leidas. It happens to be one Korban. So the Chachamim say, if that's the case, the Torah is acknowledging that it's two Leidas. So the second Leida is an event. That's the whole point. The second Leida is an event. So since it's an event, it has again you made Tahara. You made Tum and you made Tahara. So now in those you made Tum of Tahara, there's another one, another event. These are all events that the Torah said you could bring one carbon, provided that the original Chi of carbon didn't happen yet. That's all. That's the way the Chachamim understand it. Says the Gemara, Yachol af aleida al aleida val aziva, tamun loy mezois. You would think maybe if the woman is also chayef for ziva too, she could bring one carbon. Zois. Ktoni. Now obviously that further stresses the fact that there's two ladies, two chiyuvim, but the Torah said one carbon. That's why the Gemara says if that's the case, maybe even you could bring one carbon for a ziva too. If it's one carbon that's acting as a poiter for many korbanos, maybe it also gets rid of ziva. Says the Gemara, Elamiata, now that you're telling me, it says Ktoni, Yochal al-Aleidim al-Aziva, and Mivila Korban Echad, what do you mean? Elamiata, Ochla Dam, Vyolda, Chanami, and Mivila Korban Echad? Ziva and Leida are two different things. Says the Gemara, no, Eima Hochi, Yochal al-Aleidim shalifnei malois, al-Aleidim shalacha malois, tamal emezois. Now all this further stresses what I was saying, which it's not that the Torah is saying that there's one Leida, that it's one birth. It's rather the Torah saying it's one korban that's pottering many chiyuvim. And that's why we even had a havamina, ziva, or we had a havamina even if there's many korbanos for many births that weren't even in one malois, weren't even in one time period. Fine. Now the Gemara explains. Now the Gemara explains Rabbi Yehuda Shita. What's Rabbi Yehuda Shita? Kishatim salayim levad Rabbi Yehuda. Vlad rishon goyim. Vlad Rishon Moina, L'divrei Chachamim, Vlad Sheni Goyrim, Vlad Sheni Moina. According to Rabbi Yehuda, we look at the first Vlad. And according to Chachamim, we look at the second Vlad. Says the Gemara, what do you mean? That's Poshet. Kishtun Poshita, that's what they're saying. So the Gemara says, no, this is what it means. Sachi Yisem, Mapelas Tumim Mitzrichlei. By Mapelas Tumim, by twins, maybe over there Rabbi Yehuda agrees. Because there, it's one event. So this fits very much with what we're discussing. There it's one event. And since it's one event, so perhaps Rabbi Yehuda would agree that the event didn't end until the second twin came out. In other words, twin A came out 7 months. Twin B came out 8 months. Now it's actually one long event. It's not that in the case where you had two events. So they were saying Rabbi Yehuda is treating the second event like it didn't happen. Second event didn't happen. That's how Rabbi Yehuda is treating the second event. Didn't happen. Okay, he's ignoring it. But here he's not ignoring it. Here it's actually part of the first event. Because it was one pregnancy. So you can't ignore it as something. So therefore maybe over there Rabbi Yehuda would agree, even with his logic, that the event didn't end until the second miscarriage. It's like one long event. The event started by the first miscarriage. It ended by the second miscarriage. Now you count from there, and anything within the malois of the second twin would be included. That's the Gemara. Sakata rachamina b'mapelos tumim moed rabbi rabbana gomash one. Now we come to this. So the way we understood this, the way we broke it up was very simple. We said according to the Chachamim, according to the Chachamim, the Torah came in was Megala, that even though they're separate obligations, each Leda is a separate obligation, still in all, one carbon could be brought for all the obligations that occur within the time frame that there wasn't the Chi of carbon yet. The carbon includes anything that happened prior to the obligation of bringing the carbon. So that's the case, according to the Chachamim. Each birth acts as a delay in the process. That's all it has to do. It delays the process. Once it delays the process, The Yom Elois doesn't happen till the end. And then there's a Gzeres HaKosuf that at the point of the Yom Elois, that korban that's brought is brought for everything. For anything that happened before the Yom Elois, being that they are separate events. Rabbi Yehuda, we said, has a different way, different understanding. Rabbi Yehuda understands that what happened here really is event A. Event B is ignored halachically because the Torah said that anything that happens within the Melois doesn't need a karma. Doesn't need a karma. So event B didn't happen as far as the karma is concerned. Now, event C happened. So now you have to bring a separate call. Simple. The event B doesn't delay the process because event B, halachically, as far as the korban is concerned, didn't happen. So therefore, the process remains the same. Now we have to, I mean, we left it open, but now at this point, we have to analyze, according to Rabbi Yehuda, what's happening. So, l'chayre, there are two ways to look at Rabbi Yehuda's sheet. One is that Rabbi Yehuda holds that when the Torah was machadesh, that there's one carbon for several births. What the Torah was saying was, there's birth A, and anything that happens within the Melois of A is ignored. Completely. That means it's as though no Leidah took place at all. That would be one approach. Halachically, no, which would mean, not only does it not now extend the cycle of the carbonus, and therefore allow the third birth to also be exempt, but it won't even have Yemei Tahara. It won't even have Yemei Tahara, because Tahara, that's also part of the process. The Tumas Leida and the Tumah and the Tahara that follows, Midaraisa, there's Yemei Tumah, which is either a week or two, pending if it's a Zohar and a Keva, followed by either 33 or 66 days of Dam Toya, which means Midaraisa, if a woman would bleed after she gave birth, she would stop bleeding. Let's do that case. There's a machlekes anita about this, but she stopped bleeding. After 2 weeks, she stops. She goes to the mikveh, she becomes tall. Now, Midaraisa, if she would bleed for the next 66 days, she's tall, Midaraisa. It's the Mei Torah. That blood is not Dam Nida. She's tall. So now, L'chaira, we'd be able to learn Rabbi Yehuda. One way to learn Rabbi Yehuda is that Rabbi Yehuda holds, I agree it would be a tremendous chiddush. I agree it would be a tremendous chiddush. I'll tell you why I think it's a tremendous chiddush. But that, it's plausible. It's plausible to say that according to Rabbi Yehuda now, there's no Yemei Torah for the second birth. Because when the Torah came and said that you only bring one carbon, what the Torah was really saying was, ignore the second birth. Don't be machshavit. Since it happened within the Melois of the first, look at it like nothing. Possibly. That would be even a bigger chiddush. Okay? Different layers of chiddush. Possible. But for sure you made tahara. She's no you made tahara. That would be one option. The other option would be to say, no, this is only a carbon issue. This is a carbon issue. Rabbi Yehuda is saying one thing. He's saying that any birth that takes place within 40 or 80 days to a Zohar and a Keva, as far as a carbon is concerned, it's not a Leida HaMechayev. It's not that it becomes Chayev and the carbon potters it. It's not Machayev anything, the second Leida. But that's only as far as the carbon is concerned. As far as everything else, a regular Leida took place. And therefore it follows Yemei Tumah, it follows Yemei Tahara. It's a regular birth. The only difference is, according to Rabbi Yehuda, is that the Torah that was Machayev, a carbon for your Leidas, only obligated a carbon your Leidas for a woman who has a baby, not in Melois. If a woman has a baby within the Yemei Melois, that Leida is not Machayev Karban, it's not acknowledged. Okay. Those would be the two ways to learn. What? You have the benefit of the Yemei Tahara. You'd have the benefit of the Yemei Tahara. What? Maybe not. Maybe, yeah, that's what I'm saying. He's saying maybe. Everything is maybe here. Saying maybe. Possible. It's potential. These are two ways to learn Rabbi Yehuda. One way to learn Rabbi Yehuda is it's only Lagabi Karbon. The Gemara uses the lotion that according to Rabbi Yehuda, the second lay is Commander Lesnar. So I'm saying is it is Commander Lesnar. What does Commander Lesnar mean? Does it mean it doesn't exist completely? Does it mean it only doesn't exist Lagabi Karbon? That would be, these would be the two approaches. The Gemara takes a very interesting route. The Gemara seems to learn that absolutely, unquestionably, the Leda, the second Leda, will bring in Yemei Tahara. Yemei Tumah and Yemei Tahara. Even according to Rabbi Yehuda. That's not, the, we'll, as we go through the Gemara, we'll see, that's not even up for debate. Okay, I'm going with Rashi's approach. Tosfos actually takes the drastic approach that we suggested, which is that nothing, the second birth didn't take place. There's no Yemei Tahara. Maybe Yemei Tumah. There's no Yemei Tahara at all. The second birth didn't take place. So it doesn't usher in any Yemei Tahara, according to Tosfos, according to Rabbi Yehuda. And that's we'll see this Tosfos later on, what Tosfos holds. But this is the way we read it simply. It's more, really, more bariches here in the Tosfos Rishonim on the bottom. But anyway, Rashi takes a different approach. Rashi learns that according to Rav Yehuda, definitively, there's Yemei Tahara. But now the Gemara wants to suggest that according to Rav Yehuda, you have more Yemei Tahara than you have according to the Chacham. Hear this? You have more, you have a longer time period of Tahara than you would according to the Chacham. And according to Rashi, this is what the Gemara is debating. Do we say that when you have the second birth that takes place, right, within the time frame of the first birth, do you say what it basically does is it puts everything on hold? Stop. Okay, everybody hold your forces, stop. Now, what the Gemara is saying is, now you have 2 months later, right, so you have a week or two that she's tummy. Now you go back to the Tahara days of the first one. And then consecutively, after that, you start counting the Tahara days of the second Leda. So this woman is on a honeymoon. According to Rabbi Yehuda, extended honeymoon. Tahara keeps on going. She stops for the Yemei Tumah. She reverts back. The only thing the Gemara doesn't clear, which is that maybe it should be like the Bahag Shita. That now you should start, once you broke the Yemei Tahara, maybe start the Yemei Tahara all over again. That we don't have here in the Gemara. That we don't have here in the Gemara. But the Gemara then, this is, seems to be a Merafi Sigra. But this is the way the Gemara reads. Says the Gemara, Iboy Elohu, Bitume Mali Omer Rabbi Yehuda. Mi amrinon ad kan lo kom le Rabbi Yehuda vlad sheni kemand le sadom. And here again, the Gemara is clearly saying that it's kemand le sadom. So we can't get out of that. Clearly the Gemara is saying that the logic of Rabbi Yehuda is based on that the, we don't look at this, we don't acknowledge the second lady. The Gemara is saying, Mi amrinon ad kan lo kom Rabbi Yehuda vlad sheni kemand le sadom. Elo linyin kom. Since he didn't come out in a show, shehuya lohavi b'kol, hoyu v'chein vlad sheni kemand lesna dami. The Gemara is trying to fine tune Rabbi Yehuda's shita. Maybe he only doesn't acknowledge the second leda as far as carbon is concerned. Now I don't have a problem with that. That was one of the two ways we had to learn. We said there are two ways to learn. One is we ignore it completely. And one is that we only ignore it for karbonos. But here's the problem. If the Gemara would now say, let's say, like Tosfos is learning, right? And therefore, l'inyan tumah v'tahara, it's the same, meaning, he holds like the Chachamim. He holds like the Chachamim. The second birth is a birth. If it was in a keva, she's tummy for 2 weeks, right? She brings the korbanos at the end of the 66 days, she has 66 days of tahara, I have no problem. Then the Gemara by me would go very geshmach. The Gemara basically is narrowing the gap between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachomim. They're not arguing whether there's a leida at all. Medically speaking, they both hold there's a leida. Medically, halachically speaking, they both agree there's yemei tahara. The only machlokes is, legabi kolbon, do we look at it like there was a leida or not? I have no problem with that. That's very, very glatt. But here's my problem. The Gemara says like this. The tuma d'sheni stops it. Umemale yuma tara d'rishay. V'chodar mone yoyme tahara l'sheni. All of a sudden the Gemara comes with a whole new idea here. She stops. She has the yemei leida now. She's tomei for a week or two. Now she finishes counting sfira. The first leida, and now she counts another svira for the second leida. Why? What does that have to do with Rabbi Yehuda Shita? What in the world does that have to do with Rabbi Yehuda Shita? Logically, I hear it from the Hapachu. It's mamish from the Hapachu. According to the Chachamim, who hold that we acknowledge birth A, and we also acknowledge birth B, right? So I hear now there's a svara, maybe. Each leida ushers in yemei tahara. The first birth ushered in yemei tahara, and the second birth ushered in yemei tahara. Right? Rev Yehuda, who doesn't acknowledge the second birth, either he doesn't acknowledge it completely, and therefore there's no yemei tahara, that I hear, or he acknowledges it as much as the Chachamim do, as far as Tumah V'Tahara is concerned, he just doesn't acknowledge it for Korbanos. Right? But clearly, he acknowledges the Leida less than the Chachamim, not more. The second Leida, according to Rabbi Yehuda, gets less of a Mazel Tov than according to the Chachamim. The Chachamim give you a full swing, Mazel Tov, Mazel Tov. Right? I mean, it's not such a happy event, it's a Hapala, but I'm saying halachically, I'm talking only halachic terms. Right? Not therapeutically. Mazel tov, mazel, you got a full leida. Full, completely. Lagabi korban, lagabi, it's a full leida. Rabbi Yehuda says, no. Lagabi korbanos, it's commander less, though nothing happened. So that means ultimately Rabbi Yehuda holds less has occurred by the second leida than according to the Chachamim. The shaila is how much less? But not more. Yeah? But ultimately, according to the way Rashi is learning the Gemara, the simple reading of the Gemara is going now to the opposite extreme. The Gemara is saying, now, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you finish counting the Yemei Tahara of the first one, and then you extend another set of Yemei Tahara for the second leida. That's unbelievable. This woman is running on a Tahara rampage, according to Rabbi Yehuda. It's a hell. How do these two things line? Again, Rav Yehuda l'chora. Rav Yehuda has nothing to add to the second leida over the Chachamim. He's diminishing it. The Chachamim hold the second leida is a full leida. It's Gzeres HaKosov that one korban can include a full-blown leida. Okay? Rav Yehuda, as the Gemara itself says, Rav Yehuda holds the second leida is Commander Lesner. Now the Gemara has a shaila, how much Commander Lesner? Is it completely like it's not here? Is it here? Is it only not here l'gabi korban? But what I'm trying to tell you is that l'chayre, the Gemara now is clearing that the second leida is more eventful than the Chachamim. According to the Chachamim, the second leida happens. Forget about the first leida. Right? The second leida takes place. And now you count your yemei tahara. According to Rabbi Yehuda, no. You finish counting the first, and then you give him yemei tahara for the second. Why? So, Lagabi kol? What makes you say that? If we're saying now that according to Rabbi Yehuda's whole din of commander less, there was only Lagabi korban, but Lagabi tumah v'tahara, he holds like the Chachamim. No, it's mamonah. What I'm bothered by is mamonah of shuch. Either tell me Rabbi Yehuda is consistent and he holds me, ignore the second layer, which that would be simple to understand the Gemara. Either Rabbi Yehuda acknowledges the second layer or he doesn't acknowledge the second layer. But now the Gemara is coming up with a new alternative. That alternatively, according to Rabbi Yehuda, there's going, because, it's almost like because of what he holds, he's going to end up with a longer Tahara period. Why? Like anything else. Fully made tahara, that's it.
And you don't go back to the first one.
Why in the world do you go back to the first one?
So that's what you say, that's what Rabbi Yehuda should hold.
Yeah, but somehow the Gemara holds that in Rabbi Yehuda sheet of Commander Lesnu, in a way he's giving more strength to the second Leda.
Chacham would ignore the leftover days.
No, they don't ignore it completely. This should be clear. According to the Chachamim, what would be, and it's not discussed in the Gemara, but it's poshut like that. What would be if a woman had an akeva? She had a miscarriage of an akeva. And then 10 days into the miscarriage of the akeva, she has a zochel. Right? Everybody would agree that she doesn't lose from the second miscarriage. Meaning, because the second miscarriage was within the Yemei Tahara of the first. You follow? That everybody would agree. In other words, you have a big umbrella from the first Leda. The second Leda can potentially extend it. It can't diminish it. So in other words, if the woman had an akeva, and then within the first 10 days, she had a zocher, she doesn't now lose. We don't say, okay, now the zocher only gives you 40 days of Yemei Tahara. We won't do that. Because everything is within the Yemei Tahara of the Nekeva.
It's the greater of.
It's the greater of. But you don't start counting all over again. That's the point. It doesn't delay the process. Question is obvious, is that why in the world, according to Rav Yehuda, would the counting process be different than according to the Chachamim? And that's the way the Gemara reads according to Rashi. See, Tosis Yishonim has a whole different way to learn. That Taka Gemara is a tzad to say that according to Rabbi Yehuda, the second birth has no Tahara days at all. I don't have a problem with that. I understand that very well. Rabbi Yehuda ignores the second Leda. The whole parasha of Leda that was given was only given to the first Leda. Anything that happens within that time frame is ignored halachically. For Korban, for Tumah, for the whole thing is just ignored. I have no problem with that. I understand that. But this is a mamish out of left field. Now we're saying, well, even though Rabbi Yehuda would agree to the Chachamim Lagabi Tumah V'Tahara, now he's going to end up being better than they are. Now he's going to end up being even better. Why in the world would that be? Even the way the Gemara reads, the way the Gemara simply reads is Rav Yehuda just saying his din lagabi korban and lagabi tumah v'tahara, he's like the Chachamim. Right? Because logic would dictate, if his shita affects tumah v'tahara, then it would affect it negatively. It would affect it negatively. And if it doesn't affect tumah v'tahara, it would be just ineffective. But the Gemara seems to be saying, it will affect it positively. And the underlying logic that the Gemara gives is that maybe he only said his chiddush lagabi korbanos. Then Torah Kedidim, the Gemara is saying, but his chiddush is lagabi tumah in a positive way. It's like what's going on here? It's a merafi sigil. It's a merafi sigil. Okay. Now let's take a look. So anyway, this is the Gemara Shaila, and the Gemara goes through several brises. I don't know if you went through it, but if you didn't, just go through it. Bringing Rias back and forth. How is it? The Gemara ends up coming out that no, this kula doesn't happen. The Gemara says, Oidilma, Rabbi Yehuda only said his thing l'chumra, but not l'kula, and according to Rashi, not l'kula means it won't extend the Yimei Tahara. You'll be left with the same Tahara days that you would according to the Chacham. No, that we understand. That we understand. Okay, now let's take a look at the Rambam. That we had here in the Maamar Koyim is Perak Aleph Halacha Hey. Don't worry, I haven't forgotten about Metzora. But it's not happening this week. I'm going to potter it next week. See Purim of next week. Hayeledes eino mevia kobona b'yeim arboim lezocho oy b'yeim shmoinim l'nekevo. Elo ma'areves shimsho. She's ma'arev the shemesh. Umevia kobona l'mocho. Shehu yoim echod v'arboim lezocho v'yoim echod v'shmoinim l'nekevo. V'hu ayoim shenem aboi uv'mlois yimei tahar. Okay, that's simple. Comes the Rambam, the ime via korbona betoich malois, lo yotze. She brings a korban within the 40 days, or within the 80 days, she's not yotze. Or within, till the 41st or 81st day. Afilu e via avlodas arishonim besoich yimei malois, shovladze, lo yotze, she's not yotze. Peladik Rambam, we already established that according to the Chacham, all of these korbanas are chiyuvim that you have. Right? All of these days are obligations. All these latest are obligations. It happens to be you could bring one for all of them. But they're all separate obligations. Right? It happens to be you could be yotze with one call. Now, if you decided not to, kol hakavod. It's not like there's one obligation. That's the whole point. Rabbi Yehuda holds that way. The Chachamim hold is separate obligations. Each korban is a separate obligation. Each leda, each birth is a separate obligation. And then there's one korban at the end for all the... You could bring one korban to cover all the obligations. Okay? So the Rambam writes that if you didn't wait till the end of this period that our sugya talks about, but rather you brought a korban in the middle of the malois, even though it's already outside of the malois of the original... It doesn't work. What? Says the rival, what's going on here? Omar Avram Zeutema Gdela. Well, Zeutema Gdela. It's a Pella. Im Shulcha Kobon, I say, Atoich Malois, Lo Malayot. She finished the first one. What's going on here? Now, you have to realize, this question is specifically difficult according to the Chachamim. Because the Chachamim hold its separate obligations. Each lady is a separate obligation. And therefore, the Ravid, rightfully so, compares it to somebody who has two obligations. He has a chatas chelev and a chatas dam. He can't bring one without bringing the other. Umayishno me chatas chelev v'dam. Rather, he could bring one without the other. Not only that, he could bring them both while he's tameh. Sha'atomeh mishalecho yisum makrivim lo. The only explanation you could give in the Rambam, there are two explanations we could give in the Rambam. Two. One is that this is one long obligation. So it's almost like you're bringing a korban before the time. Okay? Right? One way to look at it is it's one long obligation. So you can't bring a korban. It's almost like you didn't have the kazayas of chelev yet. You're bringing the korban. You can't bring... The obligation is not here yet. That's one way to learn the Rambam. But that's not even an option to learn the Rambam that way. Because the Chachamim hold separate obligations. So the only other way to learn the Rambam is that maybe a person who's Tomei, since you're Tomei now, for the second Leda, so even though you're opting out of the option to bring one carbon for both Ladas, but since you're in a state of Tumah, you can't bring a carbon. Says the Ravid, what do you mean you can't bring a carbon? That's what the Ravid is saying. A Tomei could bring a carbon, Chatas Chei Levidam, Umakriven Loi. There's no din that a Tomei person can't bring a carbon. Bring a korban. So let him bring the korban. The korban will wipe out obligation A and obligation B will still be here. And then at the end of the second minyan, she'll bring korban B. Obvious, it's obvious that the Rambam holds there's a difference by Tumas Leda. That's obvious. Question is, why? What? What's the pshat? So this also will tie into our sugya. I'm going to add for next week, really, only one Mara Mokum, and that is the Tosfos Yeshanim on the bottom, the big one. On the bottom of the daf, you'll see the Tosfos Yeshanim Vakula Lesle. First of all, I would suggest you just read the Gemara's Raya's till the Mishnah, if you didn't. Not that it's that nagei at the pshat, but it would be good to go through. And this one big Tosfos on the bottom, the Kula Lesle, the first Divrei HaMasechta, which goes down till three lines before the bottom of the Tosfos. And it would also be helpful, if you can, to go through the Shita Mekubetzes on the side, Oizvav, it's a little piece. Oizvav on the side. Okay.